Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, you're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Show. We're so excited and delighted to be back over here on We Talk Radio Network. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the E-Man After Show. Sitting across from me, she is the doctor. She's in the building. Hello, Dr. Amanda.
Hello, hello. Welcome, everybody, back to the E-Man After Show. Hopefully, you guys have had a great Sunday.
Yes, hopefully, you guys have had a great Sunday. We are back in the building on tonight on the E-Man After Show. Man, this has been a blessed day. Just finished up on the Mandy, the Mentor Show,
mm-hmm.
and rushed on over to the E-Man Studios, and now we're back on the air live.
We are back.
Yeah, call a friend up and tell them we're live on the E-Man After Show. Man, this is where we men come around the domino table and put a big six question out, and we get into discussion.
Right.
Yes, and we want to appreciate all you guys that's following us. We want to appreciate you guys that's following the We Talk Radio Network. Shout out to We Talk Radio Network. Shout out to We Family.
Yeah, shout out to the We Talk Radio Network family.
Yes, if you want to follow us, you can always follow us at www.wetalkradio.com. Mm-hmm. Listen, we're on all social media, and we want to appreciate you guys that follow us. And so, man, we're about on, about 50 platforms over here, right?
Yeah.
So, man, what are some of the other platforms that they can hear We Talk on?
Right, right. Just to name a few, we have Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast FM, Pocket Cast, Castro, CastBox, Castbox, Buzzsprout, Podbean, iHeartRadio, YouTube, TuneIn, Alexa, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, Amazon Music, Player FM, Listen Notes, Podcast Addict, and Deezer.
Just a few.
Just a few.
Just a few. Man, we want to appreciate all you guys that follow this this We Talk Radio Network. Shout out to the founder and CEO, Ms. Keo Davis.
Yeah, shout out to Ms. Keo Davis.
We want to appreciate her for allowing us to have a platform. We can come sit out here and let our voices be heard.
Right.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, we don't never want our voices to be silent.
That's right, and she definitely provides the platform for that, E-Man.
Yes, and listen, guys, we got a YouTube channel. We would love for you guys to follow us on our YouTube channel just as well.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to our YouTube channel, which is We Talk Radio Network. Listen, you can like, you can share, you can even make a comment. But we definitely want you guys to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Amanda, how do they do that?
So you guys would just hit that subscribe option. Also, you want to hit the notification bell, so when we upload fresh content, you will be notified. And you know, you'll have all the latest updates when it comes to We Talk Radio family.
Yes, and we want you guys to do that. We want to appreciate you guys. Listen, if you want to come on in to the network or come on in on the phone lines, you can talk to us tonight by calling in at 563-999-3456.
Yes.
And once you call in, you can hit option one, and we'll definitely bring you into the conversation.
That's right.
Yes. So, Mandy, let's do a quick recap of last Sunday.
Yes, let's recap of last Sunday.
Yeah, last Sunday night, man, we had Miss Beth Smith.
Yes. Yes.
She was the founder of D28.
Yes, we had Miss Beth Smith, founder of Deuteronomy 28 Women.
Yes, and she came on last Sunday night because she had a prayer breakfast,
mm-hmm.
an annual prayer breakfast that she does every year.
Right.
And we had her on last Sunday night, and it was just a great show. And I believe they had their prayer breakfast on yesterday morning.
They did, amen.
Yes. And so we want to thank Ms. Ubev. We want to thank all of you guys that chimed in on last Sunday night and came around the domino table with us.
Right.
And came around the radio with us on last Sunday night. We was inspired by all the things that she has going on in her organization. And that was Deuteronomy 28 Women.
Yes, yes. And shout out to Dr. Yolanda Butler.
Yeah.
Dropped a fire on last week. Shout out to you, Dr. Yolanda Butler.
If you're listening.
Yes.
Yeah. We want to appreciate all of you that came in on last Sunday night and was able to hear Dr. Yolanda Butler.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm quite sure she said a word on yesterday.
I'm sure she
was the keynote speaker.
Yes, she was. Very powerful woman of God.
Okay, yeah. Well, so we want to appreciate her, appreciate all of you that listened to the E-Man After Show on last Sunday night. And last Sunday night was National Parents Day.
It was National Parents Day. So we just hope that you guys were able to, those of you that have parents, that you were able to give your parents their flowers on National Parents Day.
Yeah.
And for those of you that parents may have passed on, maybe you were able to reflect. And as a parent, I just hope that if you are a parent, that your children reached out to you, and maybe you got a gift or two.
Yeah, well, you know, I got a gift.
Right.
Yeah, I want to thank my children,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so we want to thank all of you that all you parents out there, young and old,
mm-hmm.
you know, it was National Parents Day.
Yes.
And then we had Encouragement for the Soul with Fred Bell.
So awesome.
Yeah.
Always awesome. Always uplifting, E-Man.
Mm-hmm. This brother does a segment over here on the E-Man After Show every Sunday night at 9:35.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want you guys to be a part of that on tonight. Man, this brother is just putting out a great encouraging word. You know, I mean, during the week, you know, he'll text it to you or it's out there on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you want to get this encouraging word, I believe you can go to Fred D. Dibel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, befriend him, you know. I mean, this encouraging word is always timing. It's always fitting.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's on every day on Facebook.
Right.
But then we can have him over here on E-Man After Show at 9:35.
Yes, we do. So you do not want to miss that segment.
That's Encouragement for the Soul with Fred Bell.
Yes.
And so we got another great episode tonight that we're going to be playing. And it's in audio form.
Mm-hmm.
And we just appreciate him and all the work that he does and all the work that he's doing. And
right.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we see you guys coming in on the phone lines. We see you guys coming in on the network. We want to appreciate you for being a follower of the E-Man After Show and a follower of this great network, We Talk Radio Network. Man, this is where we talk.
We listen.
And we definitely take action because this is your number one listening station.
Right.
And we are all around the globe. And shout out to Dallas-Fort Worth.
Shout out.
Yeah, but we broadcast this show down in Dallas-Fort Worth. And want to shout out to all of you around in the Mid-Cities, wherever you're listening from on tonight. We have another great episode for you tonight. So, Amanda, what are we talking about tonight?
Tonight we have a special guest
yeah.
by the name of Miss Emily Blue. So, Miss Emily Blue, E-Man, she has a lot going on.
Yes, we're talking to a radio personality, radio host, Miss Emily Blue.
Very interesting young lady.
Yeah, Miss Emily Blue is in the building tonight. We
right.
feel peacock proud and hyena happy to have this great woman of God, this great personality. Man, she has a lot going on.
Yes, she does.
And we're going to be talking to her tonight.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, man, she's a radio host.
Mm-hmm.
Those of you might listen to We Talk Radio Network. She has a host of Conversation Inspirational Radio, you know, over here on We Talk Radio with Emily Blue. And it's called Brand New Day with Emily Blue and Dion Lack.
Yes.
And they have their show going on over here every Sunday night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Right.
Actually, it just went off.
It just went off.
Yeah, and so hopefully you guys were inspired and hopefully you guys sit back and enjoy their show. Well, we have the great host, Miss Emily Blue, tonight.
We do.
About a year ago, man, when we came onto this network, you know, they all called in to welcome the E-Man After Show.
Mm-hmm.
And we, you know, Emily Blue came on. I said, man, that's a marquee name right there, Emily Blue. You know, because, you know, a lot of times people use those kind of names for, you know, for their shows.
Right.
You know, they may not give their real identity.
Mm-hmm.
And like the E-Man After Show, a lot of people don't even know my real name.
Right.
You know, and so I said, and she said, no. That's my real name. My daddy named me.
She sure did.
I said, hey, ho. So we want to shout out to Miss Emily Blue. We have her tonight. She's a speaker. She's an author. And, man, she's a life and wellness coach.
Mm-hmm.
The sister just got it going
educator.
On.
Educator.
Educator. You know, she just doing the doggone thing.
She really is.
And then, man, she's the CEO of F3. What is it? She's the CEO of FX3 Coaching LLC.
Mm-hmm.
She's the founder and CEO of that. And then she also is the founder of EMB.
Yes, she is.
Mm-hmm.
which is a nonprofit organization, Iman. And we're going to dig into that once we get Miss Emily Blue on the line. We're going to ask her about her nonprofit, EMB Chrysalis Foundation.
Yes, and so she's got a whole lot going on. I want to know how she's juggling all these hats.
Right, there's a lot.
Yeah, yes, and so, you know, she's busy, and listen, we got her tonight.
We do.
And we know it's a late show, and so we ain't going to hold all night because according to all this stuff I see, the sister is just doing the doggone thing.
Right, right. And from just looking over her work and what she has done, it tells me that she has a passion to assist others.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to dig into Miss Emily Blue. Resume, of course, her bio, her mind, and everything that she has going on.
Yeah, but me, you know, she got a bachelor's art degree in journalism over at SMU.
Right.
You know, she went over to SMU, which is Southern Methodist University.
Yes, and I absolutely love that she has her holistic health certification from the Institution of Holistic Health.
And then she went on a secondary degree. She went on down there to Texas A&M.
Right.
You know, and got her degree in education.
Right, and she has over 20-plus years in journalism.
Yeah, listen, the sister's got it going on.
Got it going on.
And so we're talking to her tonight, Mandy.
Very inspiring.
Yeah, very inspiring young lady. So we got Miss Emily Blue. That ought to be a marquee out there between Dallas-Fort Worth and right there out of 30 out there.
Just name in the sky.
Yeah, just big Emily Blue. Ain't nothing like Emily Blue.
Right.
You know, if you ever need a manager, call me up, Emily. Well, we appreciate her. She does a great job over here on We Talk Radio Network. You can catch them every Sunday night. It's brand new day with Emily and Miss Dion Lack.
That's right.
Miss LAX, her co-host.
Co-host.
You know, she wishes all get out. You know, she owned that big old airport out there in L.A. LAX. I asked her, we had her on just as well. I said, is that part of you? She said, no, you man, that ain't us. I said, Big LAX, because her name is Lax, you know,
right.
LAX, spelled just like the big airport out there in LAX. But, but she co-hosts along with Miss Emily Blue. They have Inspiration Conversation Radio right here on We Talk Radio every Sunday night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And then, Mandy, guess what day it is today? Guess what day it is?
What day is it, man?
Listen. Those of you that listen to the E-Man After Show, if you live anywhere down here in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, it's Mark Cuban Day. Mark Cuban, it's a national holiday today.
Yes.
Mark Cuban Day. Today is his birthday.
Yes. Happy birthday to you, Mark Cuban.
And they say it's a national holiday. I say so everybody at the marriage got off, they already off. But shout out to Mark Cuban. You know, a lot of you know I cover the Mavericks, and I'm down there quite a bit covering the Mavericks.
Right.
And Mark Cuban, you know, he's just doing the doggone thing. Shout out to him and Miss Cynthia Marshall, all of those that run that organization over there. But happy birthday to you, Mark Cuban.
Happy birthday.
We want to appreciate you today because they got it listed as a national day, Mark Cuban's birthday. And we want to appreciate him, and we want to appreciate all of you guys. And then we're doing our segment on tonight.
Yes.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, we see you coming in on the phone lines. Listen, if you want to join the conversation tonight, you can come in on 563-999-3456. You can hit option one, and you'll be able to jump into the conversation because we got a lot to talk to about with Miss Emily Blue tonight.
Yes, yes. And if you are an upcoming entrepreneur, if you have a desire to have your own business, to open up a nonprofit organization or an LLC, you want to speak to Miss Emily Blue.
Yes.
The girl has it going on. Okay.
Yeah, she's just doing the doggone thing. And so we want to appreciate you coming in on the network. You can listen, we want you to always go and click that link on the network. We want you to always go to the network. You can go to the network by finding We Talk Radio at www.wetalkradio.com. And listen, you can listen to all the great shows.
Right, because we have something for you every day of the week. You know?
For sure that.
So many different radio personalities on the network. Tell somebody about the We Talk family. Miss Kiel Davis, the founder and CEO, she has a lot going on. You know, not only does she have We Talk Radio Network, but she has other organizations, 501c3, Heels on the Move to Heal is one of them. So you want to find out more about We Talk Radio Network, especially if you want to support someone that's in the community.
Yes. Well, we want to appreciate you guys, and you can listen. You can always go to our YouTube channel and catch all the great shows that's over here on We Talk Radio Network.
Yes.
But, Mandy, listen, we got to take a break. And when we come back out of this break, we shall be talking to the one and only Miss Emily Blue.
All right, guys, so keep a pen in it. We'll be back in a moment.
You're listening to The Sound.
If I lost everything and didn't have anything, and you were the only thing, I still have everything. If I lost everything, yeah, and didn't have anything, and you were the only thing, I still have everything. It's you, my everything. It's you, my everything. It's you, my everything. I still have everything. Yeah. I still have everything. Can you help me see it?
And I am Deanne Lax, co-host of Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
We invite you to listen each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time as we inspire and uplift your lives with incredible inspirational music and exceptional conversations with a variety of thought leaders, artists, and experts.
You will also experience empowerment through our engaging segments. So, join us each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where you will
have a fresh start,
gain a renewed heart,
and learn to live smart right here
on Brand New Day
with Emily Blue.
Hi, I'm actress Aaliyah Muhammad, and you're listening to the E-Man After Show right here on We Talk Radio. This is where we talk, we listen, and we take action.
Yes. We're back in the building. Come on, God with me, man. Hey. Come on, dance, man. Welcome back to the Bobby. Welcome back to the E-Man After Show. Come on, man. We see you guys coming in on the network. We want to thank all you guys that's coming in on the phone line. Welcome to the E-Man After Show. Another Sunday, beautiful night. We broadcasting the show in the E-Man Studios in Dallas-Fort Worth. Hello, Funky Town.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello to the Mid-Cities. Hello, Arlington. Grand Prairie. Yeah, shout out to all of you, Forney, Texas. Plano. Oh, Cliff, that's my hood. I want to thank you guys for joining us tonight. I am the man. I'm E-Man. We want to appreciate all of you guys that's coming in on the E-Man After Show. We want to thank you guys that hang out with us every Sunday night. And so, ladies and gentlemen around the network, man, I want to do this disclaimer just before we bring our guest in tonight.
Okay.
We want to do this public service announcement because a lot of you have been trying to call into the We Talk Radio Network to listen live on our number 563-999-3456. This is a public service announcement. Listen, guys, over here on We Talk Radio Network, one of the providers, which is will be Blog Talk Radio, they did not renew their contract with, Metro by T-Mobile. And so if you that provider is Metro T-Mobile and you're trying to get in, they didn't renew their contract. So what you have to do if you want to continue to listen to the E-Man After Show by way of this number, you can just go by Metro and upgrade your plan for $3, and you'll be able to get into the E-Man After Show. Now, this does not affect those of you that have, AT&T, if you
Verizon
and
Cricket,
any of those type of providers, if you're calling from out of town, that does not really affect you. If you even have T-Mobile, that does not affect you.
No.
It's only Metro by T-Mobile.
Yeah.
Metro is about to buy, T-Mobile is about to buy Metro out. And soon as they buy them out, all of that will switch back.
Allegedly.
So we it affect those of you that have that particular provider if you use, Metro
by T-Mobile. Yes.
And so that's, you know, people
texting
me.
Those people that started out with Metro prior to T-Mobile and Metro, you know, doing business with each other or whatever the case may be.
Yes. And so all of you that hit me up, I can't get into the show. I said, well, you must be using Metro by T-Mobile. And so they're working on it, guys. So we just wanted to do that public service announcement. If you having any problems getting in, and then if you having a problem, it's a recording come on like you can't get in.
Yes, just allow that to play through, and after the recording play in its entirety, you will be put into the phone queue.
And they'll put you into the phone queue.
And if you cannot call in, you can always access the link.
Yeah, always go to the link or go over on the network at We Talk Radio Network. I believe that issue will be straightened out in a few more weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know if we're going to have a new number or not, but we'll just go with the flow.
Right.
Until then, you know, only you guys that have Metro T-Mobile. They don't affect anyone else but you, those of you that, you know, use that service. There's a lot of people use that service, too.
Right, right. So the key is if you have Metro attached to your services.
Yes.
Yes.
And so I wanted to do that. But tonight, listen, we're attached to this young lady right here because she's family.
She is.
You know, she's over here on We Talk Radio Network. And listen, man, we are so peacock proud and high end and happy to have her tonight.
Yes.
It's Miss Emily Blue.
Yes, it
and
is.
So, man, let's see if we can bring Miss Emily Blue into the conversation
on
tonight. Last four numbers, I believe this is her number, 0294, Emily Blue. Are you there?
I am here. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How you doing this evening?
I am doing well. Thank you for having me.
Well, we're so excited and delighted to have you. Welcome back to the E-Man After Show. You know, you was one of the personalities that called in a year ago when we started this show.
Right.
To welcome me on the network.
Congratulations on a year. Congratulations on a year on the network.
Well, thank you so kindly. I want to thank you. I want to thank all of the personalities over here. We that, you know, just welcome a brother in, just like we family. You know what I'm saying? And just so thankful for you and all that you do. And You be listening, you know. Say hello to the doctor, because, you know, when y'all are on, the doctor is on the Amanda, the mentor show. And so the doctor's here at the table with Dr. Amanda.
Good evening, doctor.
Good evening, Miss Emily Blue. We're glad to have you on the E-Man After Show. As E-Man stated earlier, a moment ago, you welcomed us to the network.
Yes.
So we remember you, and we're so excited to speak with you on tonight because you have a lot going on, and it's very inspiring.
Yes. Miss Emily Blue, we're having a hard time pulling you in. I don't know where you're at this particular moment, but I can barely hear you.
Okay, hold on just a second. Let's see here.
No problem.
Can you hear me now?
Ladies and gentlemen, yeah, we can hear you now. We have Miss Emily Blue. So, Miss Emily Blue, you know, I just think that's a marquee name. Mm-hmm. You know, I just think that name ought to be down at the reunion tower, just going around the ball right about now.
Right.
Emily Blue. It ought to be a movie written about Missy. Yeah. Yeah.
So funny. So funny.
Yes.
Well,
we appreciate
for being on the again. Thank you for having me.
Yes, ma'am. For some particular reason, you're cutting in and out. You know, I'm getting you in every other word. And this is what we'll do. Okay. We'll play a song, Miss Emily Blue, and we'll come back and make sure we got you.
Good right now?
Yes, you're cutting in and out. I can barely hear you on my end. And let's see if we can bring you. No, you're cutting in and out. I can't make out what you're saying. I know you're saying something. But let's do it like this here, ladies and gentlemen, on the network, on the phone lines. We have our special guest, Miss Emily Blue. She is the radio host.
Here.
Oh, there she is. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Beam me on up, Scotty.
Yeah. It's all good. Okay. Technology is technology.
Yeah.
So we just have to go with the flow when we have the issues with the technology. But
right.
Yeah, you know how it goes. You've been in radio over 20 years. You know how this goes. Well, Miss Emily Blue, for those
radio.
you know how this works. So tonight, Miss Emily, we just for the listeners on the network and people may not have heard of you, you know, why don't you take the time to tell us a little bit about yourself, who you are, ma'am, and all that you do.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give the abbreviated version because the long version is too long.
For sure.
Okay. So first and foremost, I am a person who loves to help people, and my passion is helping people become well from the inside out. That's first and foremost. I am a speaker. I'm an educator. I'm a licensed minister. And a radio show host. And just a lover of people, servant leader. And so it's a great blessing to be able to do all that I can. Can't do it without His help and His enablement.
Mm-hmm. For sure. And we want to thank you for all of that because, you know, it's well needed. As I was literally going over your bio, I was inspired by to see a lot of the great things that you do. I know you started a couple of companies. You know, you have a nonprofit, and then you have another company, which will be FX3. Coaching LLC. Talk to us a little bit about your organizations that you have going on.
Absolutely. So EMB Chrysalis Foundation was founded actually in 2011. We were under a different name, but God had me to change the name of the organization. It wasn't that anything was wrong with it. It was just, you know, how God sometimes tells you to elevate. And so I changed the name of the organization. It was during a time when a lot of transition was taking place in my life. So that's how EMB Chrysalis Foundation, and we help people, you know, the premise is helping people become well from the inside out. So we focus on five areas of wellness: physical, mental, emotional, social, cultural, and of course, spiritual wellness. And so with that, we do a lot of health initiative campaigns and events to bring awareness, especially to the communities of color. Mm-hmm. And
we're working towards now doing a mentor program. And so we've got a few things under the pike. That was what started initially. So that started in 2011.
Right.
And that happened while I was doing pageantry.
Okay.
My platform was wellness and nutrition. And so I just kind of took it and ran with it. And then, of course, a few years later, the business FX3 coaching came along, and been certified life and wellness coach for 8 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're
with
welcome.
That, I help clients to unlock their potential,
mm-hmm.
lead authentic lives, and live healthy lifestyles.
Yes.
Yes.
So awesome, Mandy.
That is awesome. That's awesome what you're doing to assist your clients. Could you provide us with some tools that you use to help them get there?
Okay, so we basically, when I talk to clients, I let them know the most is to be yourself. You cannot be a copy of anyone else and be true to you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Authenticity. I know that's a buzzword, that's a catchphrase, but
right.
at the mm-hmm. end of the day, authenticity is very, very important. When God created us, he didn't create us to be like other people. He created us in his likeness and his image.
Mm-hmm.
So he wants us to be who he created us to be. That's first and foremost. So I tell people, okay, so if you're struggling with that, let's figure out how we can build that confidence to help you to be more authentic. Now, in full transparency, I'm not going to pretend that Emily has it all together. It's a struggle. I think all of us every day struggle
yes.
in different areas. And so each day we got to fine tune and sharpen. So
mm-hmm.
that's one of the things that makes me unique as a coach, that I'm transparent enough to let them know, hey, I don't have it all together. So there may be some times when you and I are talking that we're mm-hmm. actually helping each other.
Right, right,
so,
right.
And so, but that's the first thing, being yourself. So make sure that when you show up in a place, whether it's work, in your family, or anywhere, be you.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing that I would say that I really help people with is helping them to figure out what's going on internally. Let's figure that out first. Because
mm-hmm.
if there's anything physical that you feel that needs to, like, let's say weight loss or whatever, you want to figure out what's going on inside, because I think the root issues of what's going on outwardly
mm-hmm.
are inward. So we want to
yes.
deal with get some inward healing to get some outward transformation.
Right.
One of the quotes that I really, really love that, and this is me, so if you ever use it, make sure to give credit to whom credit is due.
Yes, ma'am. I'm all with
the
you.
The quote is, becoming well from the inside out is experiencing inward healing to manifest outward mm-hmm. transformation.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
repeat
basically
that.
What becoming
right.
well from the inside mm-hmm. out mm-hmm. is experiencing inward healing to manifest outward transformation.
That's a good moment right there.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Yes. Go right here.
And so that's really in a nutshell, that's the premise of everything I do, whether it's through the nonprofit EMB Chrysalis Foundation or FX3 Coaching or the radio
mm-hmm.
show. That's
mm-hmm.
my job, is to help people to come to a resolution of being positive and living an authentic life.
Right. So awesome. So awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to a radio personality, Miss Emily Blue. We have her on tonight, and she's sharing about her particular organization that she has. So inspiring just to know. But Emily Blue, guess what? We got to do our segment
what?
For tonight. And when we come back,
okay, no
segment,
problem.
Yeah, we'll jump back into the conversation, because, you know, I want to transition a little bit, because as I sit here and listen to you, we all have challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to know some of your hiccups, because we do know me and you attend the same church. And about a few months ago, yes. Miss Emily Blue, our pastor, Bishop T.D. Jakes, he did a Bible study, and it was called A Bump in the Road. And that bump in the road, it'll either make you bitter or make you better. So when we're going to come back, you know, because you said you wasn't perfect, and none of us are. And so we're going to come back and try to find out what are some of those bumps in the road and some of those challenges and some of those hiccups that you had to come through with all of this great stuff that you had going on. And so, guys, you guys keep it locked. It is the E-Man After Show. Listen, we got to do our encouragement for the soul with Fred Bell. We'll be back talking to Emily Blue right after this.
You are now tuned in to encouragement. For your soul.
Did you know the things that you're going through right now? Your life is just being reconstructed. God has a plan for you, and He's reconstructing your life and rebuilding you for something greater. He's taking what is all wrong in your life and renovating it. So don't be dismayed at the things you see that's going on today, because God is reconstructing you. As we look at the housing market today, new construction is going on everywhere, but there's also buildings and neighborhoods under reconstruction or being renovated. They are either old, run down, or outdated. But rather than tearing the buildings down, they just go in and fix all the things that is wrong and clean them up. And sometimes we may need to be reconstructed ourselves, but the reconstruction needs to be done by the master architect himself, which is Jesus Christ. Isaiah 9 and 10 says, "The bricks are falling, but we will dress them with stone. The sycamores have been cut down, but we will put cedars in their place." Now let's be honest with ourselves. We all need some reconstruction. Now God will remove the old bricks, which is the hate in our lives, and He will replace it with love. The sycamore that is rotten is the heart, and He will replace that with a new understanding for Himself. So when God reconstructs our building, which is our lives, He's going to start from the inside, which is where all the renovation starts. There is no need to make a building look good on the outside if the inside is in disarray. So why don't we ask God to continue the reconstruction project that He has started in our lives? What is still needed in your reconstruction project? Just give it over to God, because He loves to rebuild what other people have thrown away. Because when the world has condemned you, God will reconstruct you into a new creature. So let's ask God to reconstruct our lives and build us better, because what we were before wasn't working out. So God can come down and make a new design for your life. So let God be the new architect in your life, and let Him put you under reconstruction. You have heard another encouraging word by Fred Bell.
You have just been motivated, inspired with encouragement for your soul with Fred Bell.
You're listening to The Sound.
Searching for peace that we cannot find. Yeah, yeah. asking questions, 'cause we don't know why. Oh yes, we all need you to make a way, and we all need you, that's why we pray. We all need you here in this place, we all need you, show us the way. When it all falls down and there's no way,
Radio Network has something for everyone with shows featured every single day of the week, which means you can join us every day and have fun every day. And if you got a business, feel free to join us and advertise your business right here on our platform on WeTalkRadio.com.
Yes, it is. It is the E-Man After Show. I want to thank all of you guys that's hanging out with us on the network and on the phone lines tonight. Listen, if you want to have a question for our guests on tonight, we're talking to Miss Emily Blue. You can call us here at 563-999-3456, and you can hit option one. We'll bring you into the conversation. Miss Emily Blue, are you back with us?
I am here.
Yes. So we want to appreciate all of you guys. We want to thank you for hanging out and with the E-Man After Show on tonight. Mandy?
Right, right. Yes, yes. So, Miss Emily Blue, prior to the break, you were speaking about your organization and what you do as a coach, a wellness coach, and from teaching people to be healthy from the inside out. And you mentioned challenges and healing. So what we would like to know tonight is, what is your personal story that bridges the gap between you and those that join your program?
Okay. Well, first and foremost, some of the challenges that I've faced, of course, ups and downs with with weight, for sure. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and of course, with that came teasing and bullying and all that kind of stuff. So I had to build confidence and that still is, you know, a daily progress. But getting to a place of accepting myself where I am, no matter where I am at that time, you know, because the truth of the matter is, you are the one that has to live with yourself. So you love yourself enough to say, okay, I like who I am. I know I need to make some revisions, but I still love me.
Right.
So those kinds of things, of course, you know, I didn't know this until I was in school, but being smart was kind of not an end thing for me growing up. Not me.
Okay.
I was smart, but people teased, you know, because you know how they call kids bookworms and nerds and all that kind of stuff. Because I was, or teacher's pet or whatever, because I was always, you know, around the teachers and stuff. So, you know, dealing with those kinds of things. And then struggling internally. I grew up in with my mom. My dad and my mom were divorced, and so my brother and I lived with our mom at the time, and she, you know, rest in power. So, you know, going through those different types of struggles and navigating through, you know, all of the feelings that come with from a family in that situation. So, you know, just normal things that most people go through. And I have a vision challenge that I deal with on a regular basis. And, you know, I had to overcome some of those obstacles because, you know, what most people would use as a disability, even because it's somewhat of a disability, I use it and I overcome. A lot of people do not even know I even have a vision condition.
Oh, wow.
So I don't, you know, so I believe it's very important to overcome though, you know, don't allow, you can either, it's like you said, you can let it make you bitter or it can make you better, as you were previously saying. And so I choose to let it make me better.
Yes, yes. And so when you talk about the eye vision challenge and you're expanding on that, you know, I did not know that. That's powerful.
Very
powerful. Because, Amanda, as I sit here and read her bio, this is why, you know, when I listen to young ladies such as Miss Emily Blue, as I sit here and read over her bio, you know, she has somewhat to, you know, I was asking the question about a particular teacher that our pastor did, a bump in the road, and a lot of people allow certain bumps to stop them from getting into the next level in life.
Right.
They hit a hiccup and they just throw their hands up.
Right.
I'm listening to a few of her challenges, and one of the challenges she said to her, Mama, rest in peace. I know that's a challenge because I lost my mother this year just as well. You know, we laid our mother to rest. And as I researched Miss Emily Blue, I found out that she lost her mother. You understand what I'm saying? And her losing her mother, you know, she's real close to her dad. She just celebrated her brother's birthday just this month. But then I could hear her come back and say she has some eye challenges.
Right.
You know, which says to me is, and to me, to those of you on the network that's listening, this is so powerful because when you talk about a young lady that own, you know, the CEO and the founder of two organizations,
right?
She's a life wellness coach. Sound like to me she's beating every odd that stood up before her.
Yeah.
Our pastor preached today by pulling it down.
you know, let's talk about it, because I know it have to mess with your psyche in somewhat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know there's some mental challenges that goes on. This being the last day of Mental Health Awareness Month, how did you get through those challenges in your own psyche?
Whew. Okay, so I'll start with the vision one.
Sure.
I was 27 years old when I was diagnosed with keratoconus, and it's a protrusion of the cornea.
Mm-hmm.
And I literally just had to, after I overcame some of, you know, I was just depressed because, you know, I'm wearing glasses
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
I can't really see out of them. And then, you know, we had to go through the whole contact process, you know, because people who have this condition have to wear contacts.
Right.
And then there's certain other particular things that, you know, without sharing all of my information, there are some other things that I'm not allowed to do as a result of my particular situation.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, what I did was like, you know what, you can either
mm-hmm.
allow it to run your life, or you can say, you know what, I'm just going to figure out what I need to do so that I can do the things that I want to do. And God just put a lot of people in my pathway to be supportive, my family, my friends.
Mm-hmm.
They're very supportive, and they help me get to and do the things that I need to do so I don't miss a beat. And I don't have any special things that I have to, I don't have to, I don't require any special accommodations or anything like that. I don't
right.
need
mm-hmm.
them. I'm not saying that if I needed them, I wouldn't ask for them, but
mm-hmm.
I'm in a position where I don't have to have them.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the one thing. Now, we're talking about mom and losing her
mm-hmm.
in 2018.
Mm. It's okay.
That was a lot.
I understand. Mm-hmm.
And it still is a lot.
Yes.
But
yes.
God.
Mm-hmm.
But God.
Yes. But God.
She had pancreatic cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And she was diagnosed with it in 2017. And so my brother and I worked together, and we were her caregivers. Of course, family was, you know, supportive and all of that. But my brother and I were the primary caregivers, and we took care of her, and we honored
yes,
our
ma'am.
Mother.
Oh, yes.
We honored her. And so I'm peaceful in that in that notion. My mother got to see 60, you know, so I'm grateful. I'm grateful that she did get to see 60 years. And so when she passed, I went full throttle, and I started, you know, doing, you know, stuff, you know. I thought that I was just, I didn't think I was being busy. I thought I was, you know, just, you know, doing stuff, you know, doing what
right,
I needed
right.
to do. And then God said, if you don't get somewhere and sit down and heal, he
right,
made
right.
me get off my own radio show for about almost a year.
Mm-hmm.
Almost a year. And I had to tell Kia, I need a break.
Right, right.
Because God was like, you got to get somewhere and sit down because
mm-hmm.
I need to just let you grieve. You need to grieve. So
right,
I, it's a step-by-step process. Grief is about management. It's not about, you know, oh, I'll get over it in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years. You have
right.
to manage it.
Oh,
daily.
Yes. Daily.
Because things come in ebbs and flows.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So,
mm-hmm.
you know, you might be just sitting down reading something, and all of a sudden you'll remember something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
You know?
right,
and
right.
it just hits you like a ton of bricks almost. But,
yeah.
you know, you just have to allow that moment to happen and then keep
yes.
moving. But so that's that. But you also can turn those types of things into helping others. And so I have a project that I am working on, and I definitely want people to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's
Let's
called
talk
the,
about it.
Well, it's, the working title is the Caregivers Anthology. That is not the actual title, but it's an anthology for caregivers. I want
right.
to have authentic stories from
mm-hmm.
different people, including my own story, to help
right.
others, because I think people don't need clinical help. They need experience. Okay, how did you get through it? What was your experience like? Because I want to know that I'm not alone.
That's right.
So that's one of the things I've taken, because I have a passion for caregiving as a result of doing years of caregiving, not just with mom, but it was the most recent thing, but grandparents and things like that. So you just, each day you just do what you need to do.
That is so powerful, Mandy.
Yeah, that's very powerful. You spoke of the caregivers, and the vision behind that is powerful, because we all can relate to each other in certain aspects of our lives. But also, we know that that publication will be released in 2023. You also have the 90-Day Holistic Empowerment Journal as well. And
yes,
could you talk a little bit about that?
All right, now with that. And so I'm very excited about this particular project, because it is based off of those five areas of transformation that we talked about earlier: physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and social, cultural. And so the 90-day, that particular journal, it takes individuals through a 90-day process in all five of those areas, and there's work to do. It's a working document. The journal is a working document. It's like, you know, so you get to write things in it. Not you just reading, you're writing things down, tracking things, and holding yourself accountable to whatever goals and things that you have set for yourself in those various areas. And so I'm looking forward to it coming out next year. I really believe it's going to be a great tool to help people do that inward healing, and that to get to that outward transformation. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because at the end of the day, if we're not well inside, outside's not going to matter. If we're not well on outside, the inside, it all works together.
Right.
All works together.
For sure. Well, you know, I can relate to that, Emily, because, you know, as I sit here and listen to you, I was a caregiver for 7 years just as well. I took care of my mother before she passed. And as I sit here and listen to you and your brother, you know, I had family. I had that support group. You know, we took care of my mother, and I moved her in with me, and ended up being a caregiver for 7 years. You know, she passed on at 95 years old. It doesn't matter what age it is. It's still mama.
Right,
you understand what I'm saying?
Oh,
and
yeah.
So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, I thank you for being so transparent and open to share that, because somebody on the network and on the phone line tonight are really listening and understanding and being encouraged, because as I listen to you, and I will be contacting you, because, I would love to be a part of what you're doing, because – you know, I have something to say. It's me and Mandy talk all the time, and, you know, she's lost her parents just as well. You know, I can just remember some of the times that I would walk the floor and try to make sure mom's sleeping. You know, I always deal with that thing when I would go talk to my pastor, which is our pastor, you know, and he would encourage me, because it was times, Emily and those of you on the network, I used to think I was going to find my mother passed. I would go in the room, and one morning, Emily, it took me like 20 minutes to wake her up, because she was just asleep, and I thought she was gone. And I was calling paramedics, and I was calling family. So I've been down all through all of that, and with a lot of prayer and with a lot of people that you can come together and they can share their journeys. You know, I had a journey for 7 years. You know, I would talk to my doctor. You know, I would talk to my pastor. Why? Because all of that messes with your psyche. You understand?
Yeah.
And so, like you were, you were saying, those memories, or you could be sitting down and, you know, I can be sitting down and my mother lived with me, and I can remember conversations. And a lot of times I find myself thinking I'm talking to my mother, because I can hear just vaguely in my head, like we're having a conversation tonight. And she would say certain things. You understand? So being there, and I can relate to everything that you're saying, and one minute you're up and one minute you're down, and people look at you and they think you're all right.
Right.
And we are all right through the grace of God, but they don't even have a clue what you're dealing with. And so to all of those that have lost their parents or lost a loved one, you know, we pray God's peace and comfort.
But you're doing so many great things, Emily Blue, and so many awesome things. I just find it to be commendable, all of these great things that you got going on. And let me say to you, young lady, thank you for being courageous and bold enough to share your vision and your passion with others and helping others.
Right.
Because it's people like you that we need.
That's right.
You understand? And I'm just so peacock proud and hyena happy. You know, I know you went to Texas A&M. I know you're educated. I don't know if that's a word, but I'm peacock proud and hyena happy of you because when I hear testimonials like this, it inspires and it should inspire someone on the network because we was talking about a bump in the road. What are we talking about tonight? This bump didn't stop her. It didn't make her bitter. It's a process day in and day out.
Yes.
So thank you, Miss Emily. Mandy?
Yes, thank you so much, Miss Emily. Now, as Eman stated, we know that you are an educator, and we also know that you work with young people. What tools do you use when it comes to young people that are culturally sensitive? And also, could you explain for our listeners what that means to be culturally sensitive?
Culturally sensitive is, it's not just about the ethnicity, but maybe even the backgrounds that they've grown up in, whether it is socioeconomic, language, just those types of things, because everybody comes from different backgrounds. And we are not a monolith. Human beings are not monolithic.
Right,
we have many different layers and we have many different experiences. And so when those students come into the classroom, they bring all of themselves into the classroom with them. And so what I do is I lead as a teacher with compassion and empathy and patience.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord, for patience.
Yes.
But leading with empathy and compassion is really important because especially now with us going through this pandemic, it's still not over.
Mm-hmm.
We're still dealing with a new strand of the variant. And so we have to, you know, continue to be vigilant. But a lot of our students, they've gone through a lot before we got to this point, but it magnified. And we started seeing it in the classroom with the mental health and the depression and anxiety and stress triggers.
Yes.
And so what I remind them is I'm human, and I let them know that I know they're human. And so we're going to, first and foremost, in the classroom, we're going to remember that the teacher is human, and the teacher's going to remember that you are human. So I try to listen. And so if they have something that's going on or something that they're dealing with, you know, as far as why they didn't turn in their assignment, I give them an opportunity to get that work in, you know. Of course, we have, you know, our limitations and boundaries because parameters have to be set. Students need those type of that type of accountability and be able to take ownership. But just try to be understanding and compassionate because a lot of my students work too.
Okay.
So I have to keep that kind of stuff in mind. So leading with empathy and compassion.
That's
great.
Awesome.
So awesome. And stand right there in education as an educator. What strategies do you use to build meaningful relationships with mentors and mentees?
I use my coaching style in the classroom. I love to work one-on-one with the students. And so being able to have those one-on-one conversations with them or in small groups is very helpful for me, although I do, you know, the direct instruction type stuff. I like to go around the room and go to the tables and talk to them, and we do different group activities. We try to learn each other's leadership styles and learn each other's temperaments and personalities, because if we know how each other thinks and how each other, you know, what their personalities are like, we're able to better understand and be able to manage how we speak to each other and how we respond to each other.
That's good. That's so good. Thank you so much. So for the person that's listening out there, and they may be on the same path that you're on, but they may be starting their journey, what encouragement would you give them when it comes to dealing with people and their lives, as far as uplifting, empower, encouraging them, and also educating them?
I would say first and foremost, it's very important to make yourself a priority first.
Mm.
You know, they tell us at the airport when we get on the plane, if the oxygen mask comes down,
mm-hmm.
you get the oxygen first before you help your child.
Right.
If you have a child or someone else that you're helping. So it's really important to make sure that you take care of yourself so that you can, first and foremost, help other people who can't help anybody if you're not here. And then making sure that you have some type of groundedness, if you're there,
mm-hmm.
spirituality, your relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
Making sure you have something that has you balanced.
Right.
and centered. Very, very important. And so, you know, just starting your day off right, that really
mm-hmm.
helps. You know, I don't get that right every day either.
right.
But, you know, sometimes you oversleep or you're, you know, moving
mm-hmm.
fast. But having that morning routine and getting things done before you start your day off is really, really important, because how you start ultimately is kind of how you finish the day. So you want
right.
to try to start your day off right. And
yeah.
for me, that's my prayer and, you know, spending time reading a book, reading the word,
mm-hmm.
my devotionals, that kind of stuff.
Right. So awesome.
So awesome.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen on the network, on the phone lines, we're talking to Miss Emily Blue. She is a radio personality over here on We Talk Radio. She's an author. She's a speaker, an editor, a life coach. I mean, she owns two companies. She's the founder and CEO of several companies, EMB and FX3. Man, the sister just got it going on. But Miss Emily, I see here where you got your bachelor of arts degree in journalism and broadcast news. Let's talk a little bit about that, because you have a show over here. Let's talk about your show that you have on We Talk Radio, which is called Brand New Day with Emily. You have an awesome co-host, Ms. Deanne Lack.
Mm-hmm.
Let's transition into you doing radio.
Yes.
What inspired you to get into radio?
when I graduated from college, the goal
uh-huh.
was to become a network. Stay in front of the camera. I wanted
mm-hmm.
to in TV news. I wanted
mm-hmm.
to be able to help shape the what was going on. You know, be able
mm-hmm.
to make sure that
mm-hmm.
things were going on right in the background. But
right.
you know, life is life, and so I had to make that adjustment to start teaching in the classroom. But to go back to the degree. I remember my mom telling me when I first went into college at SMU that I started out pre-business, right?
Right.
And my mom, she just looked at me. It wasn't to say that I couldn't do business, but she was like,
mm-hmm.
"That's not what you're good at." You know, she knows my capacity for math. Math is not my subject.
Right.
It was not my favorite subject. And, you know, what are the things you like to do? You like to talk, right?
Right.
Yeah,
I heard that.
So I ended up changing. I ended up changing my major from business to communications. It was going to either be journalism, broadcast news, or public
uh-huh.
relations.
Right.
And so after I took that first initial class, journalism was the pick. And I love it. And so
right.
just fast forwarding to the radio show.
Mm-hmm.
In 2010,
mm-hmm.
no, it wasn't 2010. It was 2010. I wrote down a vision
mm-hmm.
for a radio show.
Hmm. That's when We Talk started. yeah.
It's because it's in 2008, between 2008 and 2010. I have to look back on, you know, stuff that I wrote down. But anyway, mm-hmm. I wrote down the name of the show. I had the name of the show. I had picked out, you know, what I thought was going to be the theme song of the show. Of course, I knew I would have to get clearance or whatever.
Right.
But it just sat there for a while. And, mm-hmm. you know, fast forward 10 years later, 2018, I called Kia and said, hey, I'm ready.
Yeah.
And then we got the process started and debuted October 28th because I really like helping people. I love music, all kinds. And mm-hmm. so most people thought, oh, she's just going to play gospel music and
right, right.
and all of that. And no. I'm not going to play anything crazy.
Right.
But I'm definitely going to play positive, uplifting yeah. music. That inspires and empowers and uplifts. That's what
right.
I do. And when I formatted it, you know, of course we all get ideas from different places and different things that we listen to and whatever. Mm-hmm. So when I was working on the format, you know, I have to give a shout out to one of my favorite gospel artists. Erica Campbell, you know, I really mm-hmm. was inspired by a similar, you know, through a similar format of how she does Get Up Morning.
Mm-hmm.
And we, you know, and so I just kind of said, okay, this is what we're going to do. And I was doing this solo.
Mm.
I wanted a co-host, but I started out doing it by myself.
Okay.
And then we talked to Deanne. Like, okay, I'm ready. So brought her in to do the Fearless Family segment. She was just doing that at the time.
Right.
But then after the pandemic, then she came on full-fledged as a co-host. And so it's been amazing. I really like doing it. We started going out and doing some reporting
mm-hmm.
on site.
Right.
Last
yeah.
week we went to the Brown Brunch. Brown mm-hmm. Girls Brunch event, and we were mm-hmm. able to do some reporting there, and that was a mm-hmm. lot of fun. But I like talking to people and communicating and asking questions because I've always had this nosiness in me ever since I was a little kid. I even have a nickname that some people call me. I don't really like it. You know, the FBI agent, I don't even give his name credence, but, you know, during the time when Dr. King and all of that was going mm-hmm. on, J. Edgar mm-hmm. Hoover,
yeah.
I don't want to be called that, Hoover, or Edgar, I don't want to be called that, but, you
right,
know,
right.
natural curiosity is important in this business. You have to
right.
you have the curiosity
mm-hmm.
in order to be
mm-hmm.
a good journalist and be in radio
right.
and TV.
Right.
So we're looking forward to, we're getting ready to enter our fourth year in
mm-hmm.
October. And so we're really excited about everything that's taking place and looking forward to bringing forth even more fresh content and engaging our audience a lot more.
Right.
We've been doing kind of a just a flat format, but we want to engage our audience a little bit more. So we want you to tune in and call me in so we can engage with you. We want to talk back because we talk, we listen. That's what
yeah.
we do at ReTalk, right?
Yeah, that's what we do.
We
talk, we listen, and we take action.
Right.
That's so powerful and so
mm-hmm.
encouraging. Those of you on the network, if you have any questions for Emily Blue, you can hit option one. We'll bring you into the conversation. Miss Emily, as I sit here and listen to you, we have so much in common because, you know, I graduated from Carter High School in 1979, and I went on to Texas Southern University. And I thought I was going to get into law school. I went down to the Thurgood Marshall Law School thinking I wanted to be, because, you know, I grew up watching Perry Mason and how Perry Mason
mm-hmm.
wanted to be chasing and he always won. So it was fascinating to me. So I thought I wanted to do law. So I went on down to TSU, found out it was too much reading for me. Way too much reading, you know what I'm saying? And I ended up changing my major real quick. And found myself over the KTSU radio station and finding myself jumping into communications. and into broadcasting, and that's how I got into production and radio down in TSU in 1979. The first show I went on, it was Miss Wonder. She was Miss TSU back in the day, and she had a show on a Sunday evening, and I went down to talk with went out to the station. They did me come in, and I seen all the personalities. You see, when I started doing radio, you know, it wasn't a visual to radio. Mm-hmm. You know, people would hear your voice, and so they got familiar with the voice.
Right.
You became a personality through the voice. And then when people see you, is that what you look like? Oh, I didn't know that's what you look like. Now, you know, we got all the podcasts. We got everything that brings the visual to it. And so over 25 to 30 years, you know, I've been in production. I've been in TV. I'm actually, a producer just as well. And, you know, I do three different shows that I put together, Miss Emily, that, I created. I created two more other shows along with the E-Man After Show. I produced the shows, and then I host the shows. I learned that from my good friend and Miss Dion Lagno, Mr. Tom Joyner. He was one of my mentors. You know, Mr. Willis Johnson, and I don't know if you know this name. I'm going to go way back. Mr. Dwayne Dancer. All of these guys I admire. Mr. Doug Banks out of Chicago. You know, I admired all of them guys. You know, Don Cornelius, who did Soul Train. See, all of them was radio personalities. And what inspired me, it was somebody on the radio looked at like me. And so since they looked at like me, Miss Emily, I feel like, well, hey, if they can do it, I can do it. And so, you know, it's just inspiring to hear you, because that's kind of somewhat how we all get started. And, you know, I've been in it for a minute. You know, I'm a videographer. I'm a sound engineer. I'm a producer. I'm a radio host, because it all goes. It ties into it.
Right.
You know, and a lot of people, I think when we had our engineer, Mr. Mitchell, on a few Sunday nights ago, He was talking about from the technology and the engineer side. A lot of people don't know what it takes to make this kind of stuff work, due to Miss Emily. you know?
No.
A lot of people just don't really know what it takes behind the scenes to make it work, right? Mandy the Mentor do a show, and Mandy the Mentor have her own studio, and E-Man have his own studio. And we was blowing people's mind, because a lot of time, Miss Emily, a lot of people thought we was in the same studio. It's been a lot of times she'll be in her studio and I'll be in mine, and we'll pull that signal together, and people would never know it, you know, because they don't know what goes on in the control room. They don't know what goes on behind the scenes, you know. And so I want to commend you for, you know, because you, ladies and gentlemen, they have a great show over here on We.
Right.
We Talk Radio Network. You know, I told Dion Lack this here. I said, Dion, this is your competitor sitting across from me. This is my little chocolate chip. She on at 7 o'clock. And y'all on at 7 o'clock.
Yes, and as I stated at that time, we're all family.
Yeah.
That's right, we are. We have repeats, so we're good. We got different audiences that are listening.
Working together.
Yeah, and so Dion said, and so she laughed, and I was like, but it's so nice, because a lot of time when we do come off of our show, we click on your guys' show.
Right.
You know, I hear you begin E-Man to shout out. I hear all of that. You know, I say, oh, they have a great show, you know. And we love you guys' show. It's inspirational, good conversation. You know, you guys are doing such a great job and an awesome job. So, you know, I just commend you for, you know, that bump in the road for you. You know, you have put one foot in front of the other, as we learned tonight some things that, by you, that we didn't know. And for you to come through the challenges that you have had in life, and that you may be even still having, because, you know, visual is very important, if it's on the inside or the outside. And other, because a lot of, you know, we don't see, you know, mentally we don't see. A lot of times we don't get it. And so thank you for sharing what you shared tonight, because I just think that's so powerful. And it definitely let me see you in a different light and have much respect, because at the end of the day, it's a lot of people tired, and there's just one thing they do. You understand what I'm saying? You know, and listen, you have got your foot to the plow, because I'm like this here, Emily. You know, I know we all go to church, and I know we get good inspiration. I know we get a word from the Lord, but I'm all about the work.
Right.
You understand? You know, I'm all about doing the work. You know, we pray and read our Bible all day long. We go to church every Sunday for 2 hours to feel good. But what are you going to do after that? You know, I'm about social liberation. I'm all about our people and our culture and us making a difference. And what I'm seeing and hearing out of you with everything that you got going on, because I got some papers here, and I was like, I don't know what I'm going to start with Miss Emily Blue.
Right.
But, man, you are off the chain, sis. You know, you are off the chain. And kudos to you. And me and Mandy just want to commend you and give you your flowers while we sitting across from you from the microphone to microphone.
Right, right.
Mandy.
Yes. And we, like Eman stated, we want to give you your flowers. So, Miss Emily, we know that you are driven, self-motivated, refined, and as you would put it, beautifully flawed, right?
For sure that.
Can you please describe the quintessential woman for us? I think I pronounced it right. Quintessential woman for us.
Yes. So the quintessential woman is one who kind of is able to do a lot of different things, you know. Mm-hmm. And I would venture to say that one who strives to, and I am so sorry, strive to work diligently to, you know, perfect mm-hmm. their craft and what they do. Kind of dives into everything, as you can see by my by the bio, as well as do a lot of different things, and a lot of different things that people do not know about me is that I sing too.
Right. So awesome.
And yeah. So, you know, I have a passion for a lot of different types of things outside of the work that I do, but it all connects because everything that mm-hmm. I do, no matter, I love to serve the community.
Mm-hmm.
I love to do different things through my, through church, through my sorority, through my alumni association. And, I mean, of course, pandemic is kind of threw a lot of
right.
salt into the game, so to speak. It's kind of hard to do the things that, you know, I want to do and love to do due to the pandemic because I'm just being cautious and, mm-hmm. you know, being mindful of my comings and goings and, you know, just trying to, you know, do what I need to do. But, the quintessential woman, I think for me, to me, how would you individually as a woman, and I'm speaking to our listening audience, I think that definition is kind of, even though there is a definition for quintessential, you define it for yourself. Okay, what does the quintessential woman look like for you? For me, it looks like one who is self-motivated, refined, and beautifully flawed.
Mm.
But it might look different for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we want to just to clear things, make things clear, quintessential, it means representing the most perfect or typical example of a quality or class. So those are the things that I represent. I represent self-motivation, refinement, and ability.
Right.
Come on now, come on.
Myself being beautifully flawed.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So beautiful.
Yeah. Come on, girlfriend. That's two snaps up right there.
Come on now. Right. We're waiting on that. We're waiting
yeah,
on it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
All right.
Go right ahead. Go with Mandy.
Okay. So what does former First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt quote means to you? No one can make you feel inferior without your consent. How do you identify with that quote?
I identify with that quote greatly because, you know, I try to always remember that I am not under the thumb of what other people think about me. And so therefore I don't give people permission to, you know, they can have their opinion of
mm-hmm,
what
mm-hmm.
they think about me. But at the end of the day, how do I see myself?
I remember every day that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. So I don't really put a lot of stock into what other people think about me. So you don't give permission. You don't give people, just go ahead and say whatever you want to say about me. You don't let them control the narrative. That's what
I love that estimation.
You don't let them control the narrative of the story about who you are as a human being. You set that tone. You set that pace.
Yes. That kind of it kind of made me think of a popular quote that was on social media. It was this lady, she had her back turned, and the quote said, "Keep talking about me behind my back while the Lord keep blessing me in your face," you know. And she had her back turned, so it showed me that everything that was being said, she didn't pay any attention to, because she was focused on her assignment. She was focused on her goals. And when you said that, Miss Emily Blue, that's what I thought about. I thought about just being focused, you know, what's going to be said and what people think about you. It's not any of my business what you think about me, basically. I'm focused.
Right.
So thank you for sharing that. So beautifully stated.
Yes. I love that quote. Ladies and gentlemen. What'd you say, Miss Emily?
No, I was just saying I absolutely love that quote. And you know, if we know anything about First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt, you know, no disrespect, she was not the most picturesque woman to look at, but she handled business. As a First Lady, she took care of. She did a lot of things. Opened a lot of doors for a lot of different people, including Marian Anderson, who was able to sing at the steps of the Washington Monument, if I'm not mistaken.
Right, right.
So she opened lots of doors. So she made things happen. So.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, on the network, we have been talking to Miss Emily Blue.
Yes.
We got 3 more minutes before we wrap this show up. Man, this has just been awesome and great. Listen, I'm just glad to be living in the era, Emily Blue. You know, why? Because, you know, me being 61 years old, Mandy, our future is bright. Because I'm in the district just as well, the Dallas Independent School District. I think I'm at the school with one of your sorority sisters, I believe. And shout out to her if she's listening tonight. she got teacher of the year over at my school. What's her name again? Name just escaped my mind.
Her name's Antonia.
Yeah, Miss Duncan. Yeah, Miss Duncan, if you out there listening to the E-Man After, to the Emily Blue Show, to the E-Man After Show, shout out to you. You know, we want to appreciate all of you educators that's in the classroom.
Right.
And we're in the district, and man, I tell you, you're listening to you tonight, I've learned a little bit about you, some things that I did know. It is so powerful. It is so awesome to hear you and to, you know, just kind of go down the journey a little bit with you tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that being said, I know you probably have some people on the line listening or people on the network. I know probably all the Emily Blue Ikes, they probably listening. So if you want to give any shout outs just before we wrap up, we would love for you to give a shout out to whoever those you may have listening. Me and Mandy have just been completely just elated to have you on tonight.
Yes.
And then after you do that, Miss Emily Blue, can I ask you to do this? Can I ask you to pray us out tonight?
Oh, absolutely. I want to first and foremost thank family who's been listening. Definitely the Joy Seekers from Brand New Day, Emily, including my phenomenal co-host, Deanne Lack. Love you. Kia D for allowing us to have such a platform and to the We Talk Radio family. Thank you so much for just loving on us and embracing us and just supporting us. And thank you again, Eman and Mandy, for having me on this evening. It has been a delight to be a guest on your show, and I really appreciate it. It was refreshing. So, again, thank you for the phenomenal invite, and anything I can do to support, please let me know.
Well, You know, you owe me $5. You didn't give me that $5 the first time.
We'll talk offline about that.
What about that $5 you for me? No.
Let's go to the throne.
Right.
We thank you. Father God, we thank you. We bless you. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. God, thank you for this day. This is the day you made, God, and we continue to enjoy, even in the evening, oh God. God, we love you and adore you. We ask you, Lord God, as we go throughout this week, be with us, oh God.
Yes,
God, order our steps. You said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighted in his way. God, we ask you, Lord God, to continue to stir up the gift of God that's in us, oh God. God, create in us a clean heart and renew within us a right spirit. God, we want to be more and more like you. We ask you, oh God, to just continue to make the rough places smooth and the crooked places straight. We thank you, Lord God, for your divine healing and divine protection. We love you. We praise you. We give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, Miss Emily Blue, thank you. And we want you to get some rest and get some sleep. And listen, I tell you, like I told Dion Lack, we got to all pull a show together and do a show together. You know, we'll make it happen.
Sounds good.
All right.
We'll make it happen.
All righty. Have a blessed, productive week, and we'll be talking to you soon.
And thank you.
Okay, you guys too. Thank you again.
Yes.
Good night now. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Miss Emily Blue. She has a show over here on We Talk Radio Network at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time every Sunday evening. It's called Brand New Day with Emily. And we want you guys to chime in and enjoy their conversation. They'll be coming back strong. You heard her say, you know, with new content, fresh content. And so, man, I've been inspired by Miss.
Me too, E-Man. This interview was very inspiring.
Yes.
Very inspiring. She has a lot going on. I absolutely love the challenges she talked about, how she connects with other people, and just the posture of her heart.
Yes.
So beautiful.
Yes, so beautiful. She's a beautiful young lady, and, man, we just appreciate her. And so my prayers and that God would continually, richly bless everything that she does, all her endeavor.
Yes.
And so, Mandy, this has been another great episode on the E-Man After Show.
Great. And as she stated, talking to us was refreshing. It was refreshing talking to you, Miss Emily Blue.
Y'all got to come around. You and Dion Lack got to come around the domino table, though.
Right.
You know, we got to get them because, you know, we have great conversation over here on this Man Show.
That's right. But I have 6'3", so that's my domino.
that's the Dr. Domino. Well, man, I want to thank you once again. You know, you hold it down with a brother every Sunday night. Man, I appreciate working with you and hanging out with you. You're just all so chocolatey chipply over there tonight, you know. And you tired?
Listen, I had 2 energy drinks, but it's always a pleasure to be on the E-Man After Show. I absolutely love the We Talk Radio family.
Mm-hmm.
I love the founder CEO, Kia Davis.
Yes.
And it's awesome to be over here.
Yeah, we do want to. You know, we, ladies and gentlemen, we always going to recognize the founder and CEO here. Why? Because, you know, as Emily just stated, and we all state, we wouldn't have, our voices wouldn't be heard if we wasn't here.
Yes.
She created a platform back in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's been 12 years ago now. You know, I met her, I believe, at Kwanzaa Fest.
Mm-hmm.
And we just been running ever since. She's been putting her foot to the plow, and
right.
I know Kathy Hughes is with TV One and going off the scene, but Kia Davis is on the scene.
That's right.
And man, she just doing an awesome thing. Shout out to all the great personalities that's over here on We Talk.
That's right.
You know, you got Pastor Jeremy Glenn, you got Mr. T. Smiley, you got Mr. Destiny Brown, Miss Dion Lag, Miss Emily Blue, and Miss Kia Davis. You
right.
know, and a lot of more other great things are coming.
That's right.
And so we want you to tell a friend about this network. You know, it's credible. It's been around for 12 years. You don't get it like this. You don't get it like this.
Mm-mm.
You know, and we want to thank her for all the hard work and the hiccups and the bumps in the road that she have come through.
Yes.
Just for us to sit down here at these microphones, because a lot of people really don't understand it was a black man created these mics.
Right.
You know, some white man may got the credit for it, but it was a black man created them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a black woman allowing us to sit here tonight. Oh, y'all get it in a minute. You understand what I'm saying? And so our voices, in other words, our voices never need to go silent. Our voices always need to be heard.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to appreciate her tonight. We want to appreciate all the listeners around the globe.
Mm-hmm.
We want to appreciate you. Yeah, come back on a Tuesday. If you want to just some, you know, Emily was talking about certain music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love all music just as well.
Mm.
You know, I don't just play gospel music. I love all music.
Right.
All music is just feel good.
Mm-hmm.
It is stimulating. Listen, I'm a big Frankie and Beverly and Maze fan.
Mm.
Ain't nothing like some good Frankie and Beverly music.
Mm.
Yeah, Maze and Frankie and Beverly and Maze, they off the chain. And so, you know, over here on this station was created with music.
That's right.
You know, and so those of you that goes on the network and listen to the shows and you listen to all the good inspirational music, mm-hmm. a lot of the music have messages in it.
It does.
But you don't need to listen to one genre of music. Listen to all the music. If it's jazz, if it's hip-hop,
right.
if it's all over here on We Talk Radio Network.
Mm-hmm.
Because ain't nothing like some Frankie Beverly and some Earth, Wind & Fire. Oh, listen, we'll turn the lights out on you.
Mm.
And over here on a Tuesday evening, I believe at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, those of you in the office, those of you around the house, cleaning the house, log into We Talk Radio Network. Listen, you'll be dancing and skipping all around the house when you get through listening to Groovy Tuesday, because they be grooving, baby.
Yes, they do.
You understand? And so we want to appreciate you guys tonight. We want to thank all you guys that stayed on the phone lines because they ain't hung up yet.
Nobody has.
Thank you. Thank you, all of you, Emily Blue and Dion Lack supporters. Thank you for supporting this network. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. And so, Mandy, we got to get on up out of here. And so we pray that everybody will have a productive, blessed week this week. You know, if one great mind said it like this, do everything that you can while you can.
Mm-hmm.
Don't leave a stone unturned.
Yes.
You know, do what you can while you can do it. I'm talking about, I don't care what it is. Mm-hmm. Do everything. Listen, if you want to go gamble down at the boat. If you want to go on the beach, if you want to write a book, you want to do a play, whatever you do, make sure you do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and do it to the fullest. Live your best life.
Right.
And until we meet again next Sunday night, we'll be back with another great episode. We have Dr. Ayanna Mitchell. She'll be with us next Sunday night. She, you know, this has been the last day of mental health awareness.
Yes.
And it was a lot of doctors I was going to try to bring on, but a lot of them was busy down there at Uvalde. And this doctor is going to come on and talk to us about mental health next Sunday night, Mandy. And so... Right. We want you guys to join us next Sunday night. We have Dr. Ayanna Mitchell. She's from psychologisttodays.com.
Mm.
And she's going to come on next Sunday night, and we're gonna talk about our psyche some more.
Mm.
We're going to talk about things that men need, and she's going to help us out.
Right.
And so we want you guys to join us on next Sunday night. Until then, you guys have a blessed week, and listen. Appreciate all of you. And so, Mandy, let's thank big.
B-I-G.
Because we believe in God.
Because God believes in me.
And we are all living proof.
Until next time, good night.
Be blessed, everybody. Good night.
Mama, I'm not dealing with this. That's the man that I chose. And that's the end of this conversation. I'm not your little girl anymore.
Apologize for who I am. This may be something you can't understand.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.